Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Political parties go through tumultuous periods for one reason or another. With recent occurrences within the Democratic Labour Party in mind, listeners might be interested in commentary within the Barbados Advocate, published on this day, June 21st, 1952. It seems that there was a divide among the parliamentary members of the Barbados Labour Party, dissension that was reflected in a recent vote in the House of Assembly. After the 1951 election, the Labour Party had a majority of 8 members over the collective membership in the House of 2 opposing parties and 2 independents. However, the vote, which was on increasing salaries and pay leave passages for certain civil servants, was not supported by some Labour Party members. It was the latest demonstration of dissension within the party's membership. According to the paper, after the election, some members had taken to criticizing the government and the leader of the House of Assembly. In some cases, this disagreement had gone as far as members actively voting against the government during a division. During the latest vote, only 7 of the members supported the bill, and the government had to rely on support from members of one of the other parties, the Barbados Electors Association, to get sufficient votes for the bill to pass. According to the editorial, there were several members of the Labour Party who could be considered as loyalists to the party and to its leader, Grantley Adams. Among them were Hugh Cummings, Frank Walcott, and Mencia Cox. The other members were not inclined to show unwavering support or to support all government measures. Within that group was Era Barrow, who would eventually split from the Labour Party altogether and form the Democratic Labour Party a short time after. At this time, ministerial government did not exist, and the Convention of Collective Responsibility was not in place either. Therefore, party discipline was not as strong as it would become in subsequent years. The editorial's writer felt that the recent situation showed the unsatisfactory working of party government in a miniature assembly, his words, and that the existence of more than 2 parties in the assembly made true party government impossible in a lower house composed of just 24 members. Furthermore, the commentator argued that ministerial government would only work with greater party discipline and greater party loyalty. Ministerial government did become a reality in February of 1954. Era Barrow became so unhappy with what he believed was the Labour Party's unprogressive policies and slow movement towards change that he split from it in 1955, and with 21 others, he formed the Democratic Labour Party, which contested the 1956 election. That party won 4 seats in that event.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.